listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. The Dames have been in Waterdeep for a short while now, but the big city has caused some unforeseen issues for the lot of them. In our last episode, Rose continued to search for answers related to her dream and nightmare stones. Having been rudely turned away from Blackstaff Tower's library, she met up with Bryant and Lariah, but she appears to have caught the attention of Barnabas Blastwind, a member of the Watchful Order of Mages and Protectors. As she found out, he investigates crimes that involve the use of magic and has become very suspicious of Rose's Staff of Adornment. While trying to move out of eavesdropping range from him, the Dames discover a mysterious flyer that seems to offer an answer, and then they happen to stumble upon a pop-up shop in the middle of the street. After Lariah takes necessary precautions, they head inside. This episode features very special guest Celeste Conowich from Venture Maidens playing shopkeeper Serena. Let's see what Serena's book emporium has to offer. Hello, Celeste.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
happy to be here.
So what has happened so far is you are in your shop going about your business, and you see a tiefling, a genasi, and a human walk into your shop.
I would like to turn to everybody as they walk in my shop and go, welcome, my precious little blossoms to Cyrena's book emporium.
Riot looks to and left of her like, oh, right, it's a term of endearment. Hello.
Right. I was about to ask how she knew my name was Rose. But that makes sense, she says, pointing to Riot and nodding. Got it.
Do you say your name is Rose in front of
yes.
her? Yes. she gets so excited. And as she stands up from her desk, I think her skin is sort of like a healthy spring green color, and her hair is like cherry blossom petals that just like Ooh. Floof to attention like immediately as you say this. And she strides over to all of you and, welcome to my shop, Rose. What a beautiful name and so appropriate for the season.
Thank you, Rose. Rose kind of blushes. She's having a weird emotional roller coaster of a morning.
Oh no, you're wonderful, darling. Welcome to my shop. Please, how can I help? Are you looking for anything in particular, or just looking to browse?
Well, I know exactly what I'm looking for. Can you point me to the 635 section on? Right, looks around. Horticulture.
Oh, one of my favorite topics. And she's going to turn around and gesture towards the main counter, where mm-hmm. I think there's one of those, you know, when you walk into like Barnes and Nobles during the holiday season and they have one of those tables set up with just all these little like kitschy themed books about gardening. So, and she's got little potted plants everywhere, and she just gestures right over that table. Oh, just feel free to browse around. We've got some cute things up there, or perhaps I can find something more particular for you if we don't have what you're looking for on the table.
It's a book on, well, I assume it's a book. Boy, it'd be cool if it was like an old scroll or a talking. You know what? I'm sorry, I'm going on. looking for a book on the care of like magical plants, especially awakened shrubs.
I love awakened shrubs. Oh my gosh, it's just so fortuitous that you came into my shop on this beautiful day. Yes, let me see what I can do for you. Please, the rest of you, make yourselves comfortable. I just need to check my cards. And she'll go back behind her counter and start looking through her meticulously filed system.
Nice. Yeah, very fortuitous that we came into this shop that has maybe the exact book that you need, right? Anyone else?
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Rose kind of looks at Lariah with like big saucer eyes of like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, Lariah, I'm going to take any good stuff that happens my way, you know? Like, Karen and I had a bad couple of days there, or a week, one would say. You know, like, I'm good with it. I'm sorry, I'm cool with it. I'm not ghoul with anything.
I didn't know if that was a new tiefling hip phrase.
It is or now. Something. It is. I'm cool with it.
So yeah, the rest of you, this shop is like, it's very, very brightly lit. It's lit as though it's with daylight, even though it's getting closer to twilight now. And it's just crammed with deep-hued bookshelves. And there are these glowing globes that drift about. And they seem to be emitting the daylight.
Can Rose see any aisle labels or sections that look like it might be geology, magical stones? I don't know. She actually doesn't know which direction she wants to go, and she's very hesitant to actually say out loud what she's looking for. So maybe we'll just start with the geology section.
The organization in here seems like it's very particular to Serena.
Okay. And there are little painted flower decals on every of the cards.
Huh. Okay. Well, Serena looks very busy at the moment. Rose will wait her turn.
Yes. Book on awakened shrubs. Right this way, right this way. And she's going to actually just disappear and then appear by one of these aisles further down the shop with the scent of flowers in the air as she passes by. Oh. And she will reach on the top shelf and or she'll turn over to you, right, and go, "Would you be a dear? You just look so much, I don't know, taller than me." And she's going to give you a little wink.
Right, winks back. Oh yeah, I got this. And just kind of jumps and like lets her wings go out a little bit. Grabs the book and then floats back down.
Oh my.
I mean, she obviously didn't have to do that at all, but she decided to show off. That's right. And she probably smells like okay trash, you know, compared to like not putrid or anything, but like, you know, not fresh as a spring daisy.
And she'll look at you and kind of frown and then walk back to the front desk. Who else can I help?
I'm actually curious. I was in a tavern once and heard some stories about things called dreamstones, and they sounded so fascinating and so whimsical. I'm very curious if you have any books on them.
Let me see here, going through my file system. Cat.
Yes.
Would I have anything in my library, perchance?
You do not have a book here on the Dreamstones. However, you do have that service.
Well, I am so sorry to report. It's always a tragedy when I don't have these books in stock for you. But I can, of course, locate this book for you. I do charge a small fee, and then I can go out and find whatever book you're looking for. Whatever it is, I will certainly get my hands on it.
What is your fee?
A deposit of 10 shards, and then 4 additional shards per year that I'm searching for this book.
Rose does not know how much a shard is.
Loria can translate for you.
What kind of metal is a shard?
I believe it's a silver. Yeah, it's a silver coin.
Okay. That seems reasonable. Rose kind of digs out some silver from her pouch. You said that was 8?
10 for the deposit.
Ten. Here are 10.
Wonderful. Well, I will get started on this, well, as soon as you leave. But for now, is there anything else I can help you with? And then while she's doing that too, she'll flip out some paper and then sign in very flowery, fancy writing, sort of a little receipt for services rendered that you can keep with you as proof from next time you come back in.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Riot's going to look over at Loria and sort of nudge her and then ask, hey, you know, the rest of us, we all have sort of these like heroes that we've, you know, looked up to and enjoy reading stories about from the Sistrin Circle. Is there anything you look up to that you'd want to read about? Or
I think I probably have as much writing as there is about the person I look up to.
I don't see any books that say "Right Bonezerker" on them. So who are you
talking about? So Rita has FOMO.
Do you have any books about? And she sort of like waves Serena like closer, kind of away from her friends, and kind of leans in and is like, "Do you have any books about like the other planes? You know,
The other planes. Well, can you be more specific?
I don't know, like elemental plane or whatever.
I'm sure we probably have something lying around here, Romeo. Do we?"
You could probably dig up a generic, tome that Lariah probably already knows about.
Astral planes and me.
Yeah, but then you can offer the same service.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, this is all we have. Unfortunately, it's a little bit limited, but I can, of course, offer the same finder's fee deal as I did for your friend.
Sure, yeah. I'm looking specifically about, I don't know, travel between planes.
These aren't rare books at all.
Yeah. The rarest possible thing I could think of.
Also looking for a ferry schedule to the other planes.
Do you take ferries to the Fey realms? Question. Legitimate question.
We all push our glasses up.
Well, I am just here to sell books, my friends, not to give away all my secrets. Are you enjoying my shop, by the way? We just had everything redone.
It is beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, oh, spring is just such a lovely time. Spring in our hearts, spring around us. Anyway, the fee is the same, 10 shorts.
Yeah, Lariah hands it over.
And she will also make a receipt copy for you.
Oh, I have one more.
Yes.
Do you have any books on brewing cider?
Brewing cider. Let's see. Yes, I'm sure we definitely have some of those.
Yes.
I will point you in that direction, since we probably have several on the subject.
Rose tries to catch Riot's eye and just nods approvingly.
Riot selects a red volume with black lettering and goes, because the book matches herself.
Nice. And
I would also like to purchase this and maybe a gift wrap if you can.
I am so glad you asked. I'm going to whip out a box full of like little vines and flower crown sort of things and just start immediately getting to work with loving detail and care as I wrap up these books. Prepare to wait a bit.
Yeah, I didn't actually mean to wrap both of them, but that's fine. It'll be a present to me.
You know, I'll just throw it in.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Excellent.
So it'll be 15 silver pieces. And I think a couple of you had said you wanted to look at some other things, the Cistern Circle and Shu Lung Fables.
Yeah, I guess Rose can't decide if she wants to look up stories of Corsia in Sword Coast legends or more about Corsia in Shu Lung legends.
Corsia, you say?
Yes, Corsia Baufa.
Let me double check here. I don't recall that name. And she begins, she puts aside her beautifully wrapped package.
You're done wrapping it though, right? I don't want to interrupt.
It's an art form, but one that I've mastered. So, she'll go back to flipping through the cards. I am sorry, dear. I don't seem to have anything in stock on this Corsia person. But of course, finder's fee.
Rose hands over another 10 shards.
Oh, this is just such a great day. Who would have thought 3 young adventurers coming into my shop? Beautiful.
Riot cracks her knuckles because she's gotten 2 books currently. And all right, like rolling your shoulders. Okay. Do you have one on Daria Dewdrizzle?
Daria. And she'll go flip. Wow, these are some tough requests today. I'm so sorry. I don't have anything about this Daria person either.
Ah, dang. Okay. And Riot just slides over the shards. Doesn't even wait.
I'm just scooping them now into my wife.
They're just going inside your shirt.
Yeah, suddenly very suspicious.
Yeah, my robes sort of look like overalls that have, like, dirty knees. Like, I was just gardening, but there's no garden anywhere. So I'm just scooping them into my overall pocket.
I have a quick question about this excellent service that you're providing. Mm-hmm. When you find these books, because you mentioned 10 shards and then 4 additional shards per year, how will you get us these books when you found them?
Magical pop-up shop.
Dear, I'll be there for you when most you need me.
Here's a question.
I guarantee.
I want to be on the suspicious team, too. Riot puts her hand up to her face. What happens to the money if we, let's say, expire and die before you find the book? Do you keep all of it, or does some of it go towards, like, a nice funeral spray of flowers, or,
I'll tell you what, dear. I will send you a complimentary bouquet of flowers upon your death. Does that sound good?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Wonderful. I've got a rare assortment of lilies, you know, in case any of you happen to die imminently.
Imminently.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to mention, so Serena would have also overheard that Riot talked about the Cistern Circle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and with that, too, oh, what the heck. You didn't even ask directly, but I'm here to provide a service. And she will flip through. Cistern Circle. Let me see here. Oh, Cistern Circle. That might be crossed with Daria. Here we go. Wait a minute. And she goes and back, looks through another codex. and then we do actually have something for you here. And she will do the same trick she did again, where she just disappears and appears somewhere else. And she will come back with a book for you.
Oh, excellent.
This is an ornate black leather tome, and it's got gilded gold lettering on the cover. And it says that it's the Chronicles of the Cistern Circle by Nightfall.
Rose, look at this. It's gotta have all of them in here. Look at it. Look, it's too fancy.
I think Serena will sigh and then hand back 10 of the shards, since she was able to find that that cross-reference book.
It actually, when you look through it, Daria and Corsia are not in the book.
Then I will scoop back 10 shards.
Can Lorea take a glance through there to see if she recognizes any name?
Yeah, I had no idea so many of these books had proper indexes. This is amazing.
Well, the Cistern Circle, like the book that you had borrowed from Lita, it is a chronicle by a bard who was with the party at the time. And this, in the front of the book, it lists the adventuring party. And in this one, Nightfall is a tabaxi bard of the College of Glamour. And in the party, there was also Riffa Nassar, a hobgoblin war mage, Ula Greycastle, a half-orc paladin of the Oath of Devotion, and Zayola, a tiefling monk of the Way of the Open Hand.
Oh, that way.
Oh, yeah, this seems like an interesting book. I might take a look at this one if y'all are interested in it.
No, let's buy it. We can share it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great.
I slide over more money. Riot slides over more money.
Yeah, this one will be 15 silver pieces again.
Serena is just sighs happily and just is humming some tune.
All right. Wow, this is amazing. Oh, is this is this tea over here for people,
yes,
customers?
Of course, for everyone. Help yourselves. There are several varieties, though that spearmint is fierce. Mm.
I like half of that word already, so.
By the tea stand, there's a little children's book display. Does everybody want to do a perception check?
Sure. Rose doesn't notice the children's book display.
Lorraine notices everything about it with a 22.
Nice. So, Lariah, you notice that there's a book called Nine Little Dragons. It's a children's book featuring Shulong fables.
Oh, hey, she'll pick it up and hand it to Rose and say, weren't you looking for something like this?
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Oh, that book is absolutely darling. You should get yourself a copy.
Done. Money is already in Serena's hand. Yeah. Yes.
Another 15 silver pieces.
Do I get experience points for how much money I get?
I feel like, yeah, we've seen you like glow like twice at this point. Like,
it's a busy day. And of course, if you are looking for anything else, we also have the, my personal favorites, the romance section over in the back corner. It is springtime, after all.
Lariah wants to take a look at some of the plants around the shop and just check out some of the more brightly colored ones.
Sure.
They're all beautiful. As if touched by magic.
What?
You don't say.
What? Who is this person with petal hair?
Yeah, Serena could easily tell you whatever flower you're looking at, what it is.
Lori's mostly just looking for like the most brightly colored ones she can find and just kind of like poking around at them wondering, and we'll ask what they are.
I think there are gigantic sunflowers like as part as the front display that are just the most golden and radiant sunflowers you've probably ever seen.
Do you sell like the leaves at all?
Just the leaves?
Or the petals rather?
I suppose I could. Are you interested in taking home an arrangement today?
Yeah, that'd be great. If you don't mind putting some together for me.
You know what? This one's on the house, considering how well you folks have treated me over the course of today. And it is just so darling to have you all in my shop, you little prickly pears. And she will go ahead and arrange a sunflower bouquet for you.
As Aurea reaches out for it, she kind of pauses and says, not because my death is imminent, though, right?
Yeah. One thing always precedes the other, right? It's not like a...
My dear, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm merely a bookseller.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Slash florist. Well, you're clearly more than that.
Right, it's holding up a book called One Tiefling at a Time, where two tieflings are kissing. I was like, oh. It's clearly a book from the romance section.
Mm-hmm. That one is fabulous. Highly recommend.
I don't know if I'm old enough to read this. It's by Daniel Steel Sword.
One of the greats.
Rose pokes her head over Riot's wing. Do you think it has tips on flirting? Asking for a friend.
I mean...
We do have a self-help section.
I'm good.
Why would you want to flirt with yourself?
Rose just kind of looks at Riot really confused and just backs away.
Thanks, Jess. I feel like someone's trying to tell me something, but I don't know. She slides the book back onto the shelf.
Well, any other requests I can help you with? Come on, we've got all day.
I actually wouldn't mind a couple more arrangements, just other brightly colored flowers, maybe mix in some stuff with the sunflowers.
Oh, let's see what I can do for you. And she's going to boop you lightly on the nose.
Oh, God. Lariah, like, swats her hand away as soon as she touches her and, like, jumps back.
Oh, oh dear. All right. Sure. What are your favorite colors?
Oh, I'm just looking for something bright, you know? Gonna use it for a project. I just need some bright colors.
All right. And she will drift off and do her best.
Completely normal, not at all vague answer.
Does this shop have the standard bookshop section of blank journals, pens, stationery?
Yes, but it's all very brightly colored. Everything in here seems like it's spring colored, except for that one tome.
And scented.
Yes. Are you going over that section?
Probably. I think at this point, she's run out of scroll paper. She needs more. There's some journaling that needs to happen tonight. Right. Emotions that need some sorting.
Serena, I don't mean to assume, but since you work in books, do you know anything about publishing and publishers or bookbinders?
I do have some friends in the industry. Unfortunately, I, of course, am the only person who works for this establishment, but I do have some connections in the guilds if you're looking to branch out.
Yeah, well, actually, I know a couple people that I think are, you know, getting into publishing, or would, you know, benefit from learning. So, yeah, I'll think more about my request. And then Riot turns to Rose. She's like, I'm thinking about carp, you know, and then, like, Karen's got so many good uses for squirrels. Like, I feel like she could do a recipe book. Or do you think, like, buying her a journal would be good for, like, a recipe cards and stuff?
I mean, does Karen like to write?
No, but I guess I could scribe for her and it would be a twofer gift. You bring up a very good point.
I mean, so if a journal would make you happy, then probably.
So Serena, you can also, you overheard that Riot said she could scribe. And you can let them know that BYOS stands for Bring Your Own Scribe.
Though I should point out, BYOF, bring your own scribe. I don't keep any on retainer here. So, unfortunately, I will need a licensed professional if you are looking to copy any of the books in here.
Oh, okay. No.
For insurance purposes.
Oh, no, of course. Yes, absolutely. Wait, we are buying these books, right? We're not buying to copy them? Like.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But there are also spell books in here.
Oh, right.
So if you would like to copy, that is also an option we have here.
What now?
She will also get very weird if anybody starts reading any particular book for too long. She'll just like face step behind them and be like, oh, it's a good one, isn't it?
Like the cool lavender breath on the back of my neck, huh? Can we look at some spells? And
you can look at some spells. I will let you know that the rates are like Weepin's Weapons Shop. For example, a level one spell, the purchase cost of the book would be 300 gold pieces, but the copy cost would be 200 gold pieces. So there's not really much of a discount.
Yeah, it's a steal if you think about it. But yeah, I just spent all my money on these.
Do you
other...
have a photographic memory, Riot? Not that I'm saying you should do anything like that.
Yeah, no, that would have been a cool thing to have, wouldn't it?
Right.
Seems like a broken character to bring it. No, All right. Well, thank you for answering my economy question. Wow. Well, we'll have to find us a scribe and mayhaps a little bit more money before we do anything else.
That sounds like a great idea to me.
Unless you're into trading.
Do you?
Not particularly.
All right. Well, Hendes.
I do have a business to run.
Do you have any good, like, reading candles?
Absolutely. We'll show you the selection behind my desk.
Awesome.
Though I do also specialize in, well, as you can see, and she points out all the orbs floating around her shop, drift globes. I make them, and they're all just stupendous.
How much?
Well, I don't currently have any in stock, but of course, I will take special order requests.
At the moment, I think I'm okay, although Rose, like, stops herself. If I had a drift globe.
But you have an automatic torch.
But you could be hand-free with, hands-free.
Yeah.
Hand-free, whoops.
Rose takes a mental note, and Serena, I think what I'll do is I'll wait, I'll think on the drift globe a little bit more. When I see you next, when the books are ready, I'll let you know whether or not I'm ready to order one.
Absolutely. I do want this to be a long-term relationship.
Are they rechargeable? How do they, do they run out at some point?
No, absolutely not, my dear. They're magical. I would imbue them with the utmost perfection. And I could make them in any color you desire.
Oh my gosh, that was my next question. You are magical.
Oh, I super am.
Wait. Can you do it in the shape of a rose?
I could see what I could do.
I mean, sorry, I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your money, Rose.
I feel like that might up the price of the
yeah. For the custom shaping.
400 shards, you know. Yeah.
What? Yeah, I will think on it. But they're beautiful. They are so beautiful. What?
Thank you so much. I take great pride in my little shop.
Oh, yeah, I've got one more question. Do you have any more of Volo's Guide to Monsters?
Let me see. I know those fly off the shelves whenever we have them in stock.
Yeah.
You absolutely have an extra copy.
Indeed, I do. You're in luck. And I'll sort of dust off the front cover. Yes.
Cool. I can put it back for you. I just wanted to, just seeing if they'd done a different cover at this point. And Riot's going to like... Tuck a note.
If you are interested, I think I have a signed copy somewhere.
Oh, absolutely not. Here. I am A-okay on that. Someone might try to steal it, you know what I mean?
Indeed.
But on the other copy she puts back on the shelf, she just, like, quickly draws, like, a little face with a tongue sticking out on the inside front cover.
Monster.
I assume Serena couldn't see it.
Oh, Serena totally saw you do that.
I think Serena turns, like, literally turns a little bit red.
Yep.
Just for a moment as the ends of her hair start to, like, crackle.
Mm-hmm. Welcome has been, like, worn.
Please bring that book back to me right this instant.
Yeah, you know what? I've changed my mind. I think I need to buy this. I've only heard...
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. And the red will start to fade away as she goes back into her springness.
I think Serena's going to charge 30 silver pieces for this one.
This is a first edition copy. 30 silver.
Oh, it looks like it's...
Rose just shakes her head.
It's funny. It looks like this one's signed, too. Oh, why did I say that?
Right. She'll hold out her hand expectantly for the money.
Thank you. I'm excited to reacquaint myself with this. Especially the sections on monsters.
Wonderful. Anything else I can help you all with?
I think I have everything I need that I can think of.
All right, well, in the meantime, you must remember Cyrena's book Emporium, and please, we are here for all of your needs. Whenever you need a book or something for the holidays or for that special someone, you know exactly where to come. Just think real hard, and we'll be there.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, she already did her closer, Rose. We gotta go.
Do you have any small handbooks of basic sewing tips that I can send back to my abbot while I am away.
Oh, I'm sure we have something in the DIY section. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is this just a Waterdeep deal? Or like, anywhere we are, you'll show up?
She'll show up anywhere.
Anywhere, anytime. You think it, we're there.
Is it as long as we have this flyer? Like, how come I haven't seen you before? I remember growing up wishing I had more books. You know, in a dungeon. A very limited book supply, taking them off of corpses and stuff. Really could have used you then.
Child, did you have any money then?
I had things that cost things. Okay, I see where you're going with this. Thank you.
I don't do trades. Just remember that, dear.
Oh, hey, Riot. I know you were thinking earlier about getting Karen a notebook, and you were worried that, you know, she might not write in it, but she's got all the squirrel bones. Maybe if you get her a notebook and, like, an ink pad, she can, like, imprint the bones on the notebook.
Ooh, she could use it like an awl, and she could actually, like, bind the book herself.
Ooh. Yeah, that too.
Ooh, okay.
Thus providing an additional chapter to her What You Can Do with Squirrel Bones.
Oh, boy. I see what you did there, or I heard it. Riot's going to go over and, like, in that stationery section, is there some, like, loose leaf, like, paper and, like, some leather? Cool. Just going to pick up one that she thinks Karen would like the most.
Serena is watching you very
closely. You can feel something, her breath.
Yeah. Don't worry, mischief managed and all that. Riot picks up 10 sheets of paper and some fabric and leather. So, all right. One more time. What's my damage?
Let's go with 5 silver pieces.
Five. 5 shards.
Actually, I think it would be less than that. Let's just make it some copper pieces. What are they called? Towels? Tails? T-A-O-L. How do you pronounce that?
Oh, towel? Have a towel.
these are tail? Warm and sweaty, so.
Let's just call it 1 shard.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Indeed.
All right. Is everyone done with their book shopping needs?
Reluctantly, yes.
We aim to bring a full experience here at the Emporium.
Thank you so much, Serena.
Of course. Well, I'll see you all soon.
Farewell.
Enjoy the beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.
I assume we walk back outside and it's like dark and cloudy.
Yeah, it's dark out and it's not as beautiful as it was inside for sure.
Never cloudy in my shop.
Yeah. It doesn't smell as good at this point, right? Because we've walked out of this nice like floral perfumed area.
Oh yeah, now you're hit with like city smell.
A quick whiff of humanity, woof.
Can you all do a perception check for me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, we're going to turn around. It's going to be gone.
Oh.
19 for Rose.
21 for Riot.
Nice. Ooh. 11.
So Rose and Riot, not only do you notice that the shop has sort of disappeared behind you, you also notice that Barnabas is around the corner watching and taking notes. So before we get to that, though, Maris, I did want to ask, that voice that Rose has been hearing, do you think, has she identified it yet or given it a name?
Creepy voice?
Creepy voice. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how, instead of just saying, like, this voice, this other voice versus, and also,
mittens.
Like,
there's mittens.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that as well. Yeah.
She definitely is just calling the other voice, the mittens voice, mittens.
Okay.
And the other voice is, let's go with gloves. Creepy voice. Wait, what?
Sorry. I said gloves.
Ha 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 ha. like it. We'll call them gloves.
Gloves. Dark gloves.
Yes.
All right, so this is what I'm going to call. I'm calling this voice gloves. I'm running
it down. It's canon now. It's canon.
It is canon.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you.
So as you exit the pop-up shop, Rose, you hear a voice, the voice of gloves, say,
"Would you care for me to handle this pesky matter?"
No, 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 no. You just, shh. Go back wherever you came from.
Gloves sort of lets out a heavy sigh.
I can't say I'm surprised. Disappointed, but unsurprised. No matter. One day you'll be in need of my services more than you'll ever let on. Remember that the next time the other one instructs you to destroy me again. Mm?
So what would you like to do? Barnabas is just standing there, scribbling in his notepad.
Well, I told him I was a tailor. Let's go back to the, to the ward where I can go to the guild hall for the tailors.
Sure. Are you taking any precautions? Are you going to try losing him, or what's the course of action here?
Hey, Lariah and Riot, can we go back to where I've been staying? I have some stuff I need to pick up. And Lariah, if you know any ways that we can, the sky's still there, like trying to not look at Barnabas while she's saying this to Lariah. Do you know any ways we can scoot skedaddle?
Is there like a sewer we can go under or into? Under?
No more sewers.
no more sewers.
I mean, I feel like a sewer would be the best way, but
okay,
some back roads instead.
we can take a bath at your place, right? Nothing, not like a group bath. Sorry, it sounded weird. We could clean up at Rose's place if we get gross. Rose, we won't get gross, I promise. Not this time.
Okay, well, okay. As long as Lariah's leading this time and not small children.
We'll take one of those clean sewers.
See, I knew Lariah would come in handy.
The ones that come out of the castle ward?
Can you all make a perception check?
Yes. All right. Go dice, go dice, go dice. Ooh. Oh.
13 for Riot.
Perception. 20 for Lariah.
8 for Rose.
Lariah, you notice as you're all having this conversation that Barnabas, it seems like he's listening in on the conversation, even though there's no possible way that he could possibly be hearing from where he is.
Okay. Lariah is going to just sort of like silence everyone, just like put her finger up to her lips, and just like lead everyone around a corner, just out of his direct line of sight.
All right. As you do that, he sort of starts to follow. You can sort of see him walking closer as you turn around the corner, but he doesn't actually turn the corner with you.
Okay, as we turn the corner, Lariah will say, there's a sewer grate just down this way that we can take, and then cast Pass Without Trace.
Excellent.
Wait, we can feel that, right? And see it?
I think that you, especially since she's cast it on all of you before, you might be familiar with it. But also, it hides us from sight and it silences everything around us. So, like, once it's cast, she'll also say, "Okay, I cast the thing on us." So, hopefully, that guy will stop following. Just like stay close enough to me to keep it on you, and we'll just get out of here, I guess.
You got it.
Yep. Rose kind it starts following very closely to Lariah. Yeah.
Riot helps pull up the grate. All right.
oh, we don't actually have to take the sewer now, I think. We're just yeah. invisible. We can just walk.
Riot's eyes turn into small slits, and she slowly puts the grape back
down. I mean, right. if you
I was
wanna...
just doing a little workout over here. Thanks.
It's an arms day.
If you're looking for a workout, I know this great gym called the Stubborn Mule. We should, we should check it out later.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. I'm excited.
Yeah, because we need a t-shirt for it.
Yeah.
All right, so you are safely able to head back to the Taylor's Guild area where Rose is staying in. It's sort of like this communal apartment for artisans.
I love it here. So much creativity just everywhere.
Wow, you even got all these little cubbies for like, are these just blue buttons in here? Oh my
yep.
God.
And then you go down a little bit that way and you get to purple and that way and it goes to green.
Oh my gosh. It's so fastidious. It's so good. It's like a book. No, it's like a library for stuff. Stuff and things and more.
When you're at the loft, did you want to discuss anything? I just want to remind you that Karen said that she would meet you back at the Good Fortune Tea House in the Trades Ward.
Oh, right. Which is actually not that far from here, right?
Right. I'm
trying to decide if I should leave my staff here.
Is there like a weapons check here?
No, I'm a little bit concerned about carrying my staff around everywhere with me right now after that weird guy was following me and saying I was using this wrongly.
Do you have somewhere safe that you can store it?
I don't think... Well, there's cubbies for buttons. I don't think I really saw, like, good secure cubbies for stuff.
Well, let's just try and see if it fits. Maybe it's a magical cubby.
Cram, cram, cram. I don't think it's going to work, Riot.
All right, well, I mean, we had to try, right?
Are you going to try putting the staff somewhere?
I don't trust Barnabas. I don't trust Barnabas to not find us eventually, because I did say the Trade Ward and the Tailors.
Oh, so you gave him the address. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with your gut, Rose. Like... Just keep it with you. Who's
okay?
This is one guy. One guy is telling you using your staff wrong. Please.
Well, Barnabas is a magic crimes investigator, so Barnabas is one guy, but he has a team of people that he works with.
We need to figure out why he thinks I've committed a magic crime. Or I need to figure out anyway. I hope you guys would help, but I need to figure this out because I can't be wandering around Waterdeep with a wanted poster on my head.
We should go back to the tea shop. I have a contact there, and maybe I can ask her to reach out to other contacts so we can try to figure this out.
Okay.
Yes, Rose, it would be terrible for one of us to have a wanted sign poster on our head. Just one of us, so yeah, we should figure out your stuff.
Right. I mean, good point.
No other reason why I said that, so.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. In exciting news, the Dames have been invited to D&D Live 2019, The Descent. We'll be among a select number of podcasters attending the event in LA, and you can catch us live streaming an adventure in the storyline. Don't worry though, if you can't attend the event between May 17 through 19, you'll be able to hear the episode when it comes out on our feed later this season. For more details, including the full schedule of the event, visit dnd.wizards.com/dndlive2019. Thanks again to Celeste Konowich from the Venture Maidens for playing Serena from Serena's Book Emporium. We had so much fun playing with her. As always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, Misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme song is by Middlelessence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.